Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay. I think you're a Steeler fan, so you're probably feeling better than most of the world right now. But with that being said, what an awesome play by Kyler Murray and obviously DeAndre Hopkins. Amazing play.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes to everything you just said.
All right.
Do I still maybe have my Terry Bradshaw jersey on from yesterday? Maybe.
Are you still wearing that? Seriously?
I don't know.
Wow. I Mike's wearing his, so I can absolutely understand that. And look, I know you guys just had a event on Saturday, the drive-through disposamed situation or event. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I was pleasantly surprised at the turnout. Really didn't know what to expect because everything is so different for 2020, obviously. So we usually participate with the DEA Drug Take Back Day twice a year. Most every city and every state does. It's huge. And it helps community, you know, it helps citizens drop off their unused or expired meds, whether it's prescription or over-the-counter, and it gives them a safe, convenient way to dispose of those.
Yeah,
so
you know,
not,
go yeah. ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so that it's not, you know, thrown in the garbage where then somebody else could possibly get their hands on it that could cause some damage, you know, to an individual elsewhere. So this year, with everything being so different than any other year, we knew there was still a need for this, and so many facilities that have a dispose-a-med or a, you know, drug drop-off box, like CVS or Walgreens or every police substation, most of those are being either overfull and they're not able to accept anymore, or they closed them down completely because of, for safety, you know, for safety concerns during COVID. So we knew we had to come up with an alternative and another option for people to safely get rid of these medications. And so we worked with several partners in Tempe, the main one being obviously the police department, as well as McClintock High School, who offered up their campus facility for us to offer this. So we called it a community dispose-a-med drive-through event.
I love it. And, you know, I can relate to this because my mother passed away in March, and she had all kinds of medication, and my dad was like, well, what the heck do we do with this? And I'm like, well, there's actually places that you can take these to and dispose of them properly, because like you said, if you put it in the garbage, potentially somebody can dig through the garbage and find that, use it, whatever, and you just don't want that. So I think it's really cool that you had an event where people could take their drugs that they're maybe not using, prescription drugs anymore, and dispose of them in the right way. I love it.
Right. And like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. We had people from Care 7. We had people from National Guard. We had a pharmacist and one of his students come out to help us and volunteer time. And then, like I said, the two officers that worked the event with us were just, they were wonderful. And you know, they had their full PPE on, and it was very safe and responsible. Every single person that drove through to drop off their medications was masked, and they were just very, very thankful for us to be able to help them dispose of these so they didn't have to worry about them anymore. And again, it wasn't just prescription. You know, it could be over-the-counter stuff that you just didn't know. Do I flush it down the toilet? Do I pour it down the drain? Can I throw it in the garbage? So we helped them with that.
I love it. That's the voice of Paula Bug from the Tempe Coalition. Check them out online. It's tempecoalition.org. Give them a phone call, 480-858-2300. And, you know, I'm glad that you saw people being smart out there, because I happened to be driving around on Saturday. I went to go get, well, now I'm going to let you guys know what kind of food I eat. I went to go get a salad to go. And I'm on my way back, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to drive through Old Town just to kind of like check it out and see what's going on. And everybody's walking around without a mask. People obviously in restaurants eating, not wearing a mask, but just, it didn't seem to me like enough people were wearing a mask that should have been wearing a mask. So I'm glad that the event that you guys were involved with, people were wearing masks and they were being responsible.
Yes, it's definitely getting very concerning again. You know,
yeah.
I think a lot of people thought that, hey, it's finally, we're finally getting on top of this situation and it's finally manageable. And then bam, it's not. And so, yeah, I mean, I was, again, pleasantly surprised at many things that happened on Saturday morning, especially there was a volleyball tournament going on at the high school at the same time in another area, of course. But, you know, a lot of people drove through because they weren't sure. Maybe it was the first time bringing their, you know, teenager or whatever to the school. Even a bus from another school district drove through and asked directions to the gym. And everyone was just, you know, wearing masks and being safe and responsible. And so it was a really great thing to see.
That's the way it should be. All right. So another great thing to see, literally, because you'll have to watch it virtually, to be honest with you, November 18th, that would be this Wednesday, 6 p.m., the Celebrating Champions for Youth, the fourth annual Celebrating Champions for Youth. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Let's do. We're very excited about this event. Again, first time doing a virtual event like this. We've done the last three, obviously, live here at different venues in Tempe. But we actually already met this morning, both Hillary, the program director, and then Brenda, our chair of the coalition. We all met already this morning on a Zoom call and discussed some final details with our professional videographer that's putting this whole event together. So it's going to be amazing. We are going to be able to celebrate these champions that influence and positively change the direction for so many youth here in Tempe on Wednesday. Like you mentioned, 6 p.m. it will start. It will be a Facebook Live event. A majority of the event is pre-recorded. We've already pieced all that together, edited it together. And we're anticipating about a 35, 45-minute event. And then we will have a live component to it as well. So there will be an MC for that evening who will be live. So we are going to set up, there'll only be about four of us at the Tempe Coalition office, and we will actually have a live component to the event. So we're very excited because the MC is also very Tempe committed. His name is Ed Dean, and he is, I call him a double alumni of ASU. He has 2 degrees from there, and he's been a longtime resident and supporter of Tempe.
Love it. Fantastic. What are the awards again? Let's go over those.
So we have 3 adult awards, and then we have 1 youth award, but we have 2 winners to that award. So the adult awards are, there's a youth advocate, and that is any organization who advocates for programs, policies, or laws to help provide Tempe youth with an environment where they can live to their full potential. Do you want to talk the winners already or just the awards?
Well, you can tell us the winners because everything is on the website, by the way, tempecoalition.org. I actually have a question before you do that. It also says you can watch it right here on the coalition site. So can people do that as well as the Facebook Live on Wednesday?
Yes and no. So you can go to tempecoalition.org.
I'm glad I asked now.
Yeah. So on the website for tempecoalition.org, every year we do a theme for this event, and this year's theme is Making Waves because so many of everyone nominated in these awards, and especially the winners, definitely have been making waves to help keep youth on track and stay healthy, both physically and mentally. So it says click here to watch, and so you can click on that link on our website, but it will take you directly to our Facebook Live page.
Okay.
So you can watch the event live Wednesday night, 6:35, 6:45, or right after the event, we will have it posted on both YouTube and on our web page, so then you can go watch it at any time.
I love it. Fantastic. Very, very user-friendly. Okay, so the Advocate Award went to 2 individuals, correct?
It went to 3 individuals.
Three.
Who make up a team Right. A team, and the team that they actually make up is called the, it's out of Tempe Union High School District. It's called Teenage Pregnancy Program, or for a fun acronym, we call it TAP. So we call them the TAP team. So those are our winners for the Advocate Award. And the next adult award that we offer every year is the Youth Inspiration. And that is a community leader, and it's usually a counselor, an educator, a coach, who has inspired Tempe youth to live to their full potential. And this year's winner for Youth Inspiration Award is, it goes to Harold Bull. He literally just retired during COVID, but he was a phys ed department chair at McClintock High School.
Awesome. And then there's a Protector Award, correct?
Yes, a Youth Protector Award. And that obviously is going to be a first responder who works in Tempe with exemplary service, advocating tirelessly to provide a safe environment where Tempe youth can achieve their full potential. And this year's Youth Protector Award winner is going to Assistant Fire Chief Andrea Glass with Tempe Fire Medical Rescue, who also, I might add, I always like to plug this on her, is the first female assistant fire chief in Tempe.
Love it. Fantastic. All right, so the youth champion, that's the award for the kids, and you have a couple for that as well, correct?
We do. We had a lot of nominations come in this category because there's so many young people in Tempe that really are just going to make a huge difference in their generation and in our future in Tempe for leaders. And they're wonderful. They're doing a lot of great stuff and being a great positive influence to their peers, their schools, their communities, their homes, their neighborhoods. And so this is the Youth Champion Award, and it's any outstanding youth that continually sets and achieves goals in an effort to reach their full potential and inspire their peers to do the same, or overcomes adversity and challenges to turn their trajectory of life towards setting and achieving goals to reach their full potential and inspires their peers to do the same. So big shoes to fill here every year. But we always, like I said, get quite a few nominations for youth. And we had a tie vote, if you will, on choosing winner for this category. So we came up with two winners, two champions. And the first one is Violetta Panayotova, and she is at Tempe Prep Academy. And the other is Jesus Espinoza, and he is attending South Mountain Community College. And so every single one of these individuals I just mentioned, we've already gotten videos of for accepting their awards. And so they will definitely be a big part of the event on Wednesday night. So I hope everyone listening is able to watch this live if you can. And if not, definitely click onto it afterwards to watch it.
It's the Making Waves 4th Annual Celebrating Champions for Youth, November 18th, 6 p.m., watch it virtually, kind of like you're doing a lot of things these days, which is virtually. But amazing. I love what you guys are doing at the Tempe Coalition. You know that. And speaking of loving what you do at the Tempe Coalition, I would be remiss if I didn't ask how our friend Hillary is doing. Is she feeling better? And have you been seeing her at least a little bit?
Yes. Thank you so much. I'll let her know you asked about her. She's obviously She's just like the heartbeat of the coalition, and she's the driving force behind motivating all of us to just continue doing great work. You know, she had a health concern recently, and still has struggling with the pneumonia a little bit. But I tell you, every single day, and I do talk to her sometimes several times every single day.
Right.
And every time she just sounds better and better. She's feeling better. She's starting to be able to do a little bit of, you know, walking the dog again, which is her daily ritual, and that helps her. And so she's able to take short walks, but she's sounding better, doing better. She is really doing everything she needs to do so she can go see that brand new grandson as soon as possible.
I was going to say, I think there's something else that she really, really enjoys doing. And I always love seeing the pictures on Facebook, and you can just tell she's definitely a family oriented person. A lot like myself, probably like you, like everybody in this room. And it's just cool to see it. It really is. And
yeah.
Obviously, tell her we hope she gets better very soon, okay?
I will definitely pass that along, Andy. Thank you.
Anything else that we need to know about the Tempe Coalition before we let you run?
No, just, hey, if you're listening to this, we would love to have you involved with the coalition. Even just one little voice, one little a minute of your time every so often here and there. It's just an amazing opportunity to make a difference in your community for the better.
I got a question for you. This is kind of a random one, and, you know, you just got me kind of thinking with what you just said. Do you ever have people come in, like motivational speaker type people, to obviously get people's spirits changed at all? Yes or no?
Yes. That's an easy one to answer. Yes, we absolutely do.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, because
are we gonna have a side conversation on this, Andy?
Maybe. You know, in a way we could easily have a side conversation on this because I work with kids. I love kids. I love giving back to the community. So, yes, there's definitely a side conversation that can and should be had.
I look forward to that.
Have a super day, Paula. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for all you do. Thank you.
Have a super duper day. Paula Bug from the Tempe Coalition. Again, check them out online. It's tempecoalition.org. Call them if you're struggling with alcohol, opioids, drugs, anxiety, depression. They got you covered. Like, literally, they got you covered. 480-858-2300.